LeBron, how damaging were those 9-3s in terms of maybe taking you emotionally as a ball club out of it?
Very damaging. I mean, the three ball is an equalizer in our game, but you know the way they got them. They had five or six uncontested threes, and we can't accept that. If guys are going to make shots, they got to make shots over us contesting. And we can be satisfied with that, but we can't be satisfied with the open looks that they got.
Was a lot of a setback in your eyes as well?
Yeah, defensively for sure. I think offensively we played pretty well. We moved the ball. We didn't make as many shots as they did, obviously. But defensively, we definitely took a step back.
You had two of the worst defensive numbers the last two games in New Orleans. I think shot 56%, and you guys were around 65%. What is it happening that seemed to be happening for quite a while defensively?
Every game is his own. I mean, you can't really bank on other games. You got to play each game as his own. But the communication, the breakdown, the pride. I think the pride of actually defending one-on-one and guarding your man is something that we have to learn and rely on help second. So that plays a part into it as well.
LeBron, are you embarrassed by this loss?
No. Do you only ask negative questions?
No, those are coach's words.
No.
He used that term in the press conference.
I'm embarrassed losing the finals.
There were some defensive troubles in the New Orleans game. Do you think there's the same type of defensive troubles tonight, or were they different?
I think it's some of the same. Ryan Anderson, we cold red. We let him get too many open looks, and tonight we allowed them to get too many open looks. You can't do that. This is a well-coached team that we played. They moved the ball. Mind you, playing in San Antonio, that system, they move the ball, they get you in uncomfortable positions, but you need to be in uncomfortable positions. That's the only way you can succeed.
Towards the end of the game, it seemed like you and Kyrie had a little exchange, kind of like, we'll get him next time. Is that kind of how you view this one, just that it's one of those nights?
No.
No,
I don't view it that way. We got some work to do tomorrow. I don't view it as we'll get him next time. We got some work to do, and we need to figure out, why we keep having so many breakdowns.
But falling 3 points short, so we're surpassing Charles Barkley in the points leaders and all time. How would you prepare for the next game, and what would you expect?
That absolutely doesn't mean anything to me. I don't really care about me individually. All I care about is our team's success. I have my individual success. When our team succeeds, that's all that matters.
One-on-one defense, is that all about pride?
No, it's not all about pride. It's a big part of it, though. Saying that my man, I'm going to play as hard as I can. If he's scoring me, he's scoring me. I could live with that. I mean, we know better offense beats better defense any day, but at the same time, you take the challenge, individually. You know who you guard, you take the challenge, you rely on help second, and, it makes you, that more dynamic.
Kyrie back on the floor to shoot. What do you take out of that?
He's a gym rat, we are. I mean, first of all.
Right.
And, anytime I went back on the court to shoot, I feel like I was either out of rhythm or struggling, or I just wanted to, just see the ball go in. So, do I know what his mindset is? I'm not sure, but that's how I would feel.